Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night of Blog Talk Radio. It is Reconciliation Ministries in association and partnering with the Omega Ministry Group. I am your host, Elder Willie J. Van Jr., bringing you greetings from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the Northeast Corridor of a great city. And we are so, again, grateful and so thankful that you have decided to join us here for another wonderful Wednesday night. We are so grateful and so thankful that God has blessed you and has kept you. And here we are, December the 30th, 2020. Wow, who would ever thought? With the beginning of this year, that we would be, that we would go through and have these kind of concerns and issues, but yet we are still grateful. So before we go into tonight's Bible study, as always, we want to pray. We understand that God has given us the power and the authority of prayer, that God has blessed us, and it is our duty and our right to pray. So without further ado, will you pray with me? Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Before we even ask of anything, we want to have an attitude of gratitude and just say unto you, yet again, thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for allowing me to be your mouthpiece, your conduit. I understand, Lord God, that you are the source, that I am nothing. I'm no more than just a tool. But I am your tool. I am your workmanship. Well, God, I thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for allowing your grace and your mercy to go before us. We are so thankful that you have allowed your love to cover us. So here we are, Lord God, asking that you will yet again use us as you have done so many times before. Lord God, we thank you. We pray that your thoughts, your word will go forth, and that whatever you want me to share, you will allow me to share. Again, we are so thankful. We ask that you continue to bless. And I even ask that you bless my coworker, Nazmi, and her husband, as they test it, as they are being attacked by COVID-19. Lord God, we said, we know that your word says that all sickness is not unto death. So here we are. We are yet again honoring you, doing your will. So Lord God, we ask that you will have mercy on them. Have mercy on whoever comes in contact with them. That they, though they might be attacked, it is you who gives grace and mercy. It is you who bless. It is you who sustains. It is you who can do all great things. We thank you, Lord God. We give you honor. We give you praise. In the name of your Son, who is our Savior, his name is Jesus the Christ. We say amen, amen, and amen. Well, again, we are so grateful and so thankful for you being here. We want to always let you know that this is about participation, that for those who are live, you can press 1, and then I will be notified that you have a comment or you have a question. Those who are listening to the rebroadcast, you can always send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. Again, J-A-Y, V as in victory, ANN91@yahoo.com, and I will respond to your email. Well, again, here we are, the last Wednesday of 2020. All that has transpired in 2020, with the pandemic, with the unjustified murders of several black people, Breonna Taylor. There's just countless, too many to even name, start naming. To the presidential election, where the United States has elected a new president, Joe Biden. And the very first woman or very first female vice president, and she's African American, Kamala Harris. List deaths due to COVID-19, due to a whole new way of thinking and living, and we just want to remember that though it has been a traumatic year, that we are still blessed, that God has blessed us and sustained us, and we know that like so many other times, God has allowed rain to fall, but he has also allowed the sun to shine. And because of that, we honor him, we give him praise, and we are, again, so thankful for all that he has done and is still doing. So we want to look at a word, scripture. We want to look at 1 Thessalonians 5. We're going to start at verse 12. These are the writings of Paul to the church of Thessalonica. Again, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting at verse 12, it reads, "Now we ask you, brothers, to respect," this is the NIV translation, excuse me. "Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord and who admonishes you, Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle. Encourage the timid. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong. But always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Verse 19. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. We have read unto your hearing 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting at verse 12 through 28. We praise God for His already blessed word. So Paul is, again, this is his first letter to this church, and he is giving his last and final hurrah. He asks, and he tells them, at the end of this letter, these are the final instructions. Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord and who admonishes you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. So we see that Paul here is referencing those who are leaders, those who are probably elders, those who are in leadership. Now, I will tell you that there have been some to use these two scriptures, especially during days of slavery, that they use these two scriptures as a way of intimidating slaves, white people, let me just say that, Caucasians, slave owners, they use these two as part of their way of intimidating and telling slaves that they ought to hold them, their master, in high esteem, that they ought to obey them. And that is a conception, instruction or misinterpretation of what Paul is writing here. We understand that when you are in leadership, that there is certain responsibilities, that there are certain obligations that you will hold to, and because of that you do hard work. And Paul is saying here that those of us who are not in those leadership positions, that we ought to honor those who are. We ought to respect them for what God is using in their lives. Not hold them up as demigods, but title them, or rather, pray for them, support them, And this ought to give all of us an understanding that when we have those who are in leadership, instead of praying on them, P-E-P-R-E-Y, we ought to be praying, P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, for them. We ought to be praying for them. I was just having a conversation a couple of days ago about the fact that people who are in leadership, especially in the church or in the kingdom, that they have found themselves, some leaders have been so stressed out and so frustrated that they end up committing suicide. And I can only imagine that these leaders have committed suicide because they really tried to lead others, but the others decided that they did not lead or need that person's leadership or did not like that person's leadership style. So the leader would get upset, and now they find themselves in a place where people was doing their own thing but not honoring them. I feel if you can get excited about a celebrity, somebody, athlete, then why is it that we can't get excited about the man or woman of God who is in leadership? We ought to celebrate them. We ought to celebrate their life for what God is doing through them. So it is our responsibility, as it says here, to respect them and hold them in the highest regard, and that we ought to live in peace among each other. And we understand that here at the end of 2020, if nothing else is needed more, it's peace. We find ourselves in a time where our going and standing against each other due to the skin color, and due to the color of someone's skin. And God is looking at us and saying to us, even through here in Paul's writing, why is it that we just can't get along? Why is it that we just can't live in peace? That we have to think that one race is better than another, when in reality, we're all God's children. We all are submissive to God, bleed the same color, blood. Most of our limbs and most of our futures are the same. But yet, to think that because my skin has more melanin than yours, then you think that you're more superior than me. When really, in reality, there are more people of color than they are in the world, than they are of any other race. So again, I argue that we ought to live peacefully among each other. We ought to be able to support each other. Even those who are in leadership, we ought to tell them that, hey, I'm thinking about you, I'm praying for you. So we need to get to that place. Here in 14 it says, and we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with one another. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. So this is the word of encouragement that Paul is giving to this church, that we ought to be patient with one another, but then we ought to encourage one another. We ought to respect. And then we ought to be patient. And then we ought to now find ourselves being encouraging to one another. I mean, think about it. He's saying that we ought to respect. Then be peacefully, and now he's asking us to encourage, and not only encourage, but that we ought to be, that we ought to help. So, what does it mean to help one another? It means that we ought to look out for our brothers and our sisters, that we ought to be able to be in a position. And I tell you all this all the time, that we are blessed to be a blessing, to find ourselves where we can help, and then be patient with one another. Have an understanding heart, that just because somebody might not do it the way that you do it, or that they might not get it the way you get it, doesn't give us a right down on them. As it says here in verse 15, make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. The word of God says that vengeance is mine, said the Lord. Now, I understand, because I'm human, and I've been there. I know in your flesh, in your spirit, down deep in your body, when you're able to repay somebody back with evil, or get them back because they wronged you or disrespect you, your flesh, your mind, your body will tell you you ought to get them back. But Paul is saying that we should not repay evil for evil. I had a case this morning where this gentleman, where I have access to certain floors in this building, he questioned if I had access, if I was supposed to be even on the floor. And he went to kind of reach for my badge because it's hanging around my neck, and I almost slapped his hand away. But I kind of took a step back and kind of pushed it up in front of his face, and then told him I'm supposed to have access to this floor. Now, I could have been a lot more nasty because it really made me upset. It really upset me. And before I left the floor, I was looking for him, and I wanted to give him some very choice words. But I decided that that wasn't necessary, because ultimately God is going to work out things where not only will things work out, but things are going to get better. Could have been evil, and I could have been mean and nasty, and then it would have made a big deal about it. And I found myself walking back past him, and he wanted to have a conversation. And I just kind of quickly gave him an answer, and I moved on. Because in my spirit, I wanted to tell him, don't try to be friends with me now after you found out that I have access and that I'm allowed to be on this floor, and that it is my responsibility to be on this floor. Now, my flesh wanted to cuss him out. My spirit and my mind almost did. But then there's this thing, this conscious. There is this spirit within us that's not ours. And it's God's spirit within us that spoke to me and said, you're a peacemaker. You are to bring peace and joy and hope to his level. So I kindly responded. And then I told him to have a great day. All the other officers on the floor told them to have a great day. And they told me the same thing to you, Mr. Van. We got to understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. It's not the person, but it's the spirit using the person. And we also have a spirit that's been given to us by God. So we ought to walk in that spirit and allow God's spirit to fight our battle. And don't get crazy and yell at that person. It's just not worth it. You raising your blood pressure. To do is say, God, intervene, so that you'll get the glory and honor out of this. And trust me, God will intervene. Paul goes on to say in verse 16, be joyful always. We need to just stop right there. Again, be joyful always. Here we are at the end of the year, and people are getting upset, and people are mad, and thinking, you know, all of these bad things. And God is saying to us, but I bless you. I've given you life. I've kept you alive. So what? Some people have been sick. They've not been sick unto death. So what? You didn't get a chance to go and hug so-and-so. You still got to see them. God is saying to us that he has so much life for us. And we ought to be joyous. It says, pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, when he is saying pray continually, he doesn't mean that you got to go around and have your eyes closed and you just, you know, have this mindset that you always holy and you got to just walk where you can't be do the will of God, but that you can be real, that you can go and allow God's spirit to minister to you. So when you do come up to those situations where people want to disrespect you or challenge you, instead of you getting upset, you let God fight your battle. Again, it is God's responsibility to sustain us, to keep us, to hold us, to bless us, because he has the power and anointing to do such. The only problem is a lot of times we try to take it ourselves. Says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will, this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Again, I understand it's difficult. And let me be totally transparent. And most preachers or ministers will tell you, they don't always want to be holier than thou, or they want to walk in their flesh. God has called all of us, not just ministers, but called all of his sons and daughters to have a mindset where we give thanks to him, because it could have really been another way. It says in verse 19, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19, it says, do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecy with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. So we ought to not put out the Spirit fire. That's that Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is speaking to you or giving you instructions. How many times have you been in a situation where you know God was telling you to do something and you decided, I don't want to do it because it doesn't feel good, or because it's going to put you in a place of dis-ease? Those are the times that we ought to not put out the fire, God's fire in us. But we ought to be obedient to his will, to his way, to his calling. And I ain't saying that he's called you to be to do something out front. It could be something as little as giving a child $5 or paying for somebody's meal. Or it could be as simple as allowing somebody to drive in front of you and make a turn in front of you. I was at the store this evening, and this guy, he kind of jumped in front of me. Smaller guy. And I wanted to say something to him. But I said, you know what, I guess if he's in a rush, then I'm going to let him go in front of me. Well, the other line opened up, or rather it seemed to be moving faster than the other line. And as soon as I jumped in the other line, the guy who was in front of the gentleman that was cut me off or was in front of me, he said, "You don't have to rush me. You saw that I was here in line and I'm moving as fast as I can." And so the man got intimidated and he just moved along. And before I know it, I was out of the store and he was still lagging behind. God is going to protect us. And we ought to allow the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, to lead us and direct us. Jesus called him a comforter. He's the one who brings comfort in every aspect of our lives. So instead of fighting back, why don't you let the comforter step up and do his job? And when he does his job, then you don't have to try to do yours, or you don't have to try to do his. So it says, do not put out the Spirit's fire. Verse 20, do not treat prophecy with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good and avoid every kind of evil. So here we are. When the word of God goes forth, we ought to abide to it. Test it, we hold on, and we listen to the good to hold on to those good things. And those things that are not of God, we let loose. It's easy. Just don't do it. Now, your flesh is going to want to, but that's when it comes to a place in your life that you have to practice discipline, and I'm preaching to myself more than you all could really understand. But we ought to then allow him to work his work and abstain from the things that's coming on. As we close out, it says, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. So he's saying here, the author Paul, when we abstain from doing evil, that we will be sanctified, not through our own power, but through the power of God. And because through his power and made whole. So we thank God that when we sit back and allow him to do it, then we will be prepared for his coming back to get us. And because he is faithful, we are dependent and we are faithful to be his students, to be God's ambassadors, to do the will of God here on earth. So it is our responsibility to go into the world and be the representatives of God. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for this time of sharing. We pray that you will continue to bless. We are so grateful for you can use us because we are patient. We are loving. Because we are encouraging others. And we are not participating in evil. But we are allowing you to sanctify us for your great return. Lord God, I give you honor. I give you praise. In the name of your Son, who is our Savior, his name is Jesus the Christ. We say amen, amen, and amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, we are so, again, grateful and thankful for joining us for another Wednesday night of Blog Talk Radio. We are moving to a new hour. We normally would start at 8:30. We are now going to start at 8 on every Wednesday night. And then from 9 to 10, we'll have no other than Jason Felix out of the Detroit, Michigan area. He will be coming on right after me from 9 to 10. But I'll be doing from 8 to 9. And then he'll be doing from 9 to 10, Brother Jason. So again, we are so grateful. We ask that you please return, that you have a safe New Year, and we will see you in 2021. As always, peace and love, Willie J. Van Jr.
Never holding a grudge. Want a heart that forgives, lives and lets live. One that keeps loving over and over again. One that men can offend because your word is thin. One that loves without price like you, Lord Jesus Christ. Want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. Want to love like you, be like you, just like you did. Want a heart that forgives. Want a heart that forgives when the ones that are close, that I've known the longest, hurt me the most. I still want to love them just like you love me, even though I'm hurting. I want a heart that forgives when the pain is so deep. It's so hard to speak about it to anyone, just like your Son. That loves everybody, even my enemies. Want to love like and be like and just like and did. Want to walk like and talk like, just like you did. Want to be like and live like, just like you did. 'Cause a heart that forgives it. I don't want it no more.